Hello, and welcome to another episode of Adventures in Videoland. I am your host, Seth Fisher, and with me tonight is...
Jesse Reyes!
Before we get started, there are three things I would like you to remember. First off, we are critics with attitude, so sometimes we aren't always for the faint of heart. And please remember to join the conversation on our website, adventuresinvideoland.com, or on our Facebook page at Adventures in Videoland.
Fantastic. Thank you, Seth. And with those lovely formalities out of the way, we would like to take you into episode 23 of our Odyssey of Violence, a dive into the modern martial art film. Tonight, we're going into not a single threat, not a double threat, but...
a triple threat.
That's right, sir, yes. Triple threat, 2019's.
Yes.
Once billed the Expendables of martial arts.
Like modern day martial arts.
Yes, some modern day martial arts. Expendables, like B-movie martial arts people.
Yes.
Give us the deets on the
gotcha. So
triple threat.
Google says, a crime syndicate places a hit on a billionaire's daughter, making her the target of an elite assassin squad. A small band of down-and-out mercenaries protect her, fighting tooth and nail to stop the assassins from reaching their target. This movie stars Tony Jaa, Tiger Hun Chen, Iko Uwais,
yeah.
Scott Atkins, Michael Jai White, and Selena Jade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it also's got Michael, UFC MMA's Michael Bisping is also
part of the cast. He was the other...
he was like the third...
yeah, the one that gets killed first.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Or he gets beat up first, yes. But it's like... he died. I think he dies last. He's the last one to die out of the bad guys.
Oh, I guess that's true. Yeah, yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, well, let's get into it. I mean, like, what was the best fight, in your opinion?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of decent fights in this. Pretty good fights.
Yeah.
This film is done by Jesse Johnson, who does a ton of Scott Atkins films. You'll see his directorial stamp all over it. But the fun part I want to say is he didn't give... Adkins the flashiness we're used to expecting from him, like every 5 seconds. It really is a collaborative film. There's a great fight between Iko and Michael Jai White.
Mm-hmm.
I loved that fight. It was a great kind of combination of it. But really, I think it was the last fight was like three sections.
It is.
But it was really the Jaa, Uwais, and Atkins. Like all
at
three,
the very beginning?
No, not at the very beginning. At the end of the film.
Gotcha.
When it was... there was a fun part where Tony Jaa and Iko Uwais get into a fight at the beginning of the film. But I really loved the Scott Atkins, Iko Uwais and Tony Jaa teaming up to go at Scott Atkins in the end.
Yeah. Yeah.
And getting beat up, which was great. I mean, they really played on the stunt work and let them all shine in their own way.
Yeah.
Scott Atkins
seemed way too tough.
Yeah, I mean, it feels that way. And I think that was great because he is understated the whole film.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't really know what he's capable of.
Yeah.
Unless you know Scott Atkins. Which,
yeah.
If you're on this journey, you know Scott Atkins by this point. So.
Yes. That is one cool thing about this movie. Is like, hey, I know all these people.
Yeah.
Because I've watched movies now
with all
these people.
I've seen almost every person in this movie do another movie. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I thought it was great to give him that moment of he fights. And it's like, oh, this is why he's the leader.
Yeah.
He can take punishment and he can dish it out.
Yeah.
And I thought that was fun to see him kind of chewing up the bad guy scene. Like, much better than his throwaway part in Expendables 2. He got to actually chew up and be a bad guy and be a dick.
Yeah.
And it was fun because Michael, he's such a nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
Scott Atkins, super nice. He's great in a lot of the movies he's in, but it's great to watch him be a bad guy and beat the shit out of two smaller guys.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, it's a classic. It's a classic thing. They're smaller guys. They got to do a little more, but...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was my favorite fight. What about you?
I was going to say the beginning of that fight where it is the three of them fighting, and then Iko gets, he's the one that gets thrown through the, he gets thrown off the balcony and then through the, it's strange. He really, I felt like they kept him real close to the chest.
Yes.
He did not really do a lot in the movie.
No.
If that makes sense.
It's kind of an interesting feel. So this is very much coming off because you get Tiger Chen, Like, yeah. our big people in this film, Ego gets a big part. He's like the gel that kind of puts it all together.
Yeah.
But Tiger Chan and Tony Jaa are like your heroes, your
real main characters.
Real main character heroes. And they kind of get all the, they get to chew up all the scenery.
Yeah.
And it's funny because it is coming off of The Raid 2. Tiger Chan and Ico had another fight in Man of Tai Chi, which mm-hmm. is Tiger's real like first main story where he's a main character. So it was fun to kind of see that happen again. But he really did get kind of like a little bit of a backseat
antagonist. Yeah, because he gets blown up in the beginning.
Yeah.
He's kind of taken out at the end of the, like, and then in the middle, he's kind of just playing both sides. He's not actually doing a whole lot of fighting until he fights Michael Jai White.
Exactly. He kind of, it's fun because he kind of, he drives the story.
Yes.
He keeps everybody in play and keeps it kind mm-hmm. of going and kind of keeps it all together, which I thought was funny and an interesting role to put all three of them in because you have such big names on here.
Yeah.
Which all of them can run. They're, you know, they have all starred in their own, you know, martial arts film or smaller B-movie film.
And I think it's interesting because, like, everybody, as you just said, everyone kind of has their moment to shine. Like, everyone does kind of feel like they're on equal footing in this movie. Although, with that said, I feel like I've seen them all better in other movies.
Yes! I totally agree. Like, I feel like there was, I remember Scott Adkins talks about this on his podcast or his YouTube video, whichever one you want to go see, Art of Action. He kind of talks about, like, the time constraints and how this movie kind of had to play to the time constraints of taking it in. So you feel like, I honestly feel like we got a decent, okay, we got an okay movie, but we got gypped on the possibility of what it could have been.
Yeah, I definitely felt like this movie never got into the third gear.
No, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and there's a lot of gunplay in it. Mm-hmm. It's like and the gunplay's good.
Yeah,
but like, I want to see them fight each other.
Yeah, I wanted more of the final climax of them kind of fighting. I almost wanted kind of like, instead of like them breaking off into their own space, I almost wanted kind of like this round robin merry-go-round of fight where they're all, where it's 3-on-3 and they're all like back and forth to different, like everybody's going to different, there's an occasional team up, but then they go, you know.
Yeah.
I kind of wanted to see something like that, which would have been like that.
You want your Avengers moment where the camera's weaving that through them
beautiful
all fighting.
Dance of chaos with everybody there. Yeah. I wanted that choreographed chaos, but we never quite got. We got a little bit of it, but not enough.
Yeah. I do think it is really like, it truly is like a modern day Expendables. And
yeah,
I do
it
think
is.
That is neat. And especially like, this is almost like kind of like how we talked about Accident Man being kind of like a celebration of this.
Yeah,
of this odyssey. This movie is also a celebration of this odyssey
this
because there's
like
so many people, so many players that we've talked about.
Yeah,
and here they are.
It really puts a cap on the modern B movie because it was touted. And I remember talking with Brad about this a lot, and we were really thrilled about it. And then when it came out, it kind of fizzled.
Yeah,
and when you watch it, you'll see why. It is not tour de force. But it's kind of nice to see Tiger getting a different role. It's nice to see Ico playing the gray area.
Yeah.
That was kind of fun to watch. Tony just got to be Tony.
Yeah.
He was having fun. You could totally tell his character got to have a lot of laughs, a lot of fun, and really.
It was cool to see them speak English too.
Yeah, exactly.
Because
yeah.
I mean, like, you know, Ambak, it's not in English.
Yeah. It's Malaysian. It's
I was
going to
say, The Raid isn't really in English. But it's cool that, like, they're speaking English.
Mm-hmm.
Even though, I'll admit it, I watched the first half of this movie in Spanish on Tubi, and then I got really frustrated going, I can't accept that Tubi only has this movie in Espanol. And so I went and looked again. I'm like, darn it. Found it in English.
The classic Tubi conundrum.
Yes.
Is it, if it's in a different language, can you find it in English?
Yes. It's ridiculous. But anyway, with that aside,
yeah.
What was your favorite kill in this movie?
I want to go with Scott Adkins getting two knives to the chest was, I thought that was my, because he took one.
Yeah.
And then the second one, like, it was just, I was like, that's too much.
Yeah.
This is way too much. Because I felt like Michael Jai White, I think.
Hit his second heart.
Yeah. Both hearts.
Yeah.
They deflated both.
Do you remember, titties. What's he say at the end? Where he stands up, he says some crazy one-liner.
Yeah.
And I just am like, that's nice. Like, yeah. I don't remember what he said, though.
I can't.
Darn it. Yeah.
I couldn't remember it to save my life.
Yeah.
But
he just says, he's got just a lot of really fun one-liners,
yeah,
which
he
is
does.
Nice.
He gets to play the consummate, literally plays the consummate 80s, 90s bad guy.
Yes.
He chews up scenery.
Yeah.
You're never quite sure of the, you know he's in charge.
Yeah.
You know he's got to be good, but he never quite shows it. And then at the very end when he's like, he gets pummeled.
Yeah.
And he kicks back, but you're like,
he does fight two of them at
yeah.
once.
And
yeah.
it's, you look at it, and like you said before, it's like, he's too powerful.
It's over 9,000!
He's just too powerful, what are we gonna do?
Yeah, and yeah. And then Tony gets his second wind, and
yeah. Then he gets two knives to the chest.
Yeah, and he yeah. unboxes him.
Bye-bye. My favorite kill, I think, you know, even though it is abrupt, well, what was your thoughts on the grenade launcher? Like, what, like, that, like,
oh my God, that
is that not weird?
That,
like,
okay, so my favorite
that's
part
not
about
how
that,
those work, is it?
Technically, no. That close of a range,
she should have blown up too. They're
well,
like, yeah.
Usually, like, that close, and that
yeah.
usually wouldn't detonate like that.
Yeah.
And if it would, it would have been a lot worse.
Yeah.
Instead of just, like, the body exploding. Yeah. But I do love that how you, like, you can tell the cut. You
yes.
absolutely see the cut in
yeah.
it. It's terrible.
Yeah.
And I understand it's a B-movie, time constraints. They're trying to just pump something out
yeah.
for the fans. But you see the cut, and you're like, oh, that's a great gel mannequin dummy thing they
yeah,
put out
it
to
just,
throw on.
It just looked like 80s.
Blossomed.
Yes. It just like literally, like,
yeah.
like it opened up.
But it was,
to describe what's happening, folks at home, someone gets shot with a grenade launcher at pretty close range, and like there's no real explosion. It's just like the grenade enters the body, and then just like it just
yes,
opens up,
was,
and the rib cage is just open, and
yeah.
it's just a jelly surprise.
It was,
and I'm just like, I just don't think that's how it works.
No,
it, but anyway,
not,
wild kill. But
yeah.
my favorite one, also really bad cut, would be when Michael Jai White dies.
Oh my gosh, that was so bad.
It's really abrupt.
Yeah,
like, he gets knocked. I didn't even realize that he fell into something.
Yeah,
he
fell down
like
the,
a bell
the
tower
stairs.
Kind of thing, right?
He fell in the stair. Like, okay, so he threw. So he throws. He throws Tiger off.
Yeah. And then he
or
gets.
No. And then, or it's because the staircase railing is broken, and there's like. It's now
there's
a
some, like,
spike. It's
yeah.
now like a spike. And he impales himself on one of the spikes.
Yeah, as he falls.
But it's super, it is super abrupt
yeah.
and very like, that's disappointing.
I know, because I remember even sitting up and looking at my wife and being like, I didn't even realize he fell over the banister into that. That like, it didn't look like just from where they were fighting in the room. I'm
yeah.
like, I didn't even realize he was that close to the railing or whatever. Yeah,
yeah.
So it was just,
I got a little mad when I watched that.
Yeah.
I
we could have done better.
Yeah, I openly what the fuck that moment. Because it
yes.
was.
No, I gotcha.
It just, you can't. But
yeah.
I understand. It's all about time constraints and what they can do and what they have the budget for and the timing
yeah.
for. And I mean, they get. They, I mean, but they do such a great job in the other portions. They give nods even to, like, some of the other stuff. But, I mean, it just, he, done.
Yeah, like, and that's it.
Like, one
done.
Go ahead. Good job,
yep.
Eko. You can go on to the next guy.
Yep, exactly. Now I'm going to go fight Scott Adkins.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of craziness, what was your favorite, what was your WTF moment?
outside of the two we've already brought
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I know. We're bringing up all kinds
I think
of stuff.
My favorite WTF moment, especially for this, going into this film originally, the very first time I watched it, was the Scott Adkins coming out of the cage Rambo moment.
Oh, yeah, he's got all
the... He's got the beard.
Yeah.
He's dirty, but
yeah.
he does not look at all, like...
Malnourished.
Yeah, malnourished.
He just looks
or
jacked
naked.
As all get out.
He's still, yeah, like, he just got super jacked
yeah.
in this cage
well,
prison.
It's weird because, like, Accident Man was a year before this.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, he's kind of fat in that movie. Like, a little bit, I feel like.
I'm,
he looks
well,
thicker.
He leaned out And he's even say, he's like, he leans out because he knew he was going to be in like a shirtless moment.
Yeah.
Classic Hollywood. Like he's already a fairly lean guy.
Yeah.
But he leans out for the role. Cause he knows he's going to be in a scene in a lot of scenes where he's shirtless.
Yeah.
And he needs to look leaner. So
I was just like, what happened? Cause you know, the last movie we watched, he was a little thicker. I'm like, he's coming to the, and he was bigger in, I know he was in like a fat suit, but in John Wick 4, he was also kind of big too. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, he's just moving on. Like, he's getting up there and everything. Nah, he's just jacked as all get out in this movie. Yeah. Like, no apparent reason. Doesn't look malnourished at all.
And if you look at him now in some of his videos on Instagram and stuff like that, he's lean as fuck.
Yeah.
That dude is, like, he's, but you can tell, like, before where you see him in, like, Boyka. And he's huge. Like, he's... But he's like, that's not my natural. That's work, and I have to put in extra work to get that big and to look that. But my natural, he's a lean guy, like a smaller, leaner guy. But he can put on muscle well, and he knows how to play the camera.
Okay.
That part where it's like his little, it threw me because I was like, he's the bad guy. Oh, he's the bad guy.
Yeah.
Oh, his little Rambo moment where he comes out the cage and he kills the guy. And he was like, oh, he's a real bad guy.
Yeah.
Oh, this should be fun. That was my genuine what the fuck moment. Outside of the explosion body. Blossom and Michael Jai White
randomly dying.
Dying to stairs.
Yeah. Mine's anything that came out of Scott Atkins' mouth. Because, like, again, as you said, that he's, like, the typical 80s, 90s bad guy. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, he feels like that. Like, he doesn't seem... He's just that guy.
Shooting one-liners.
Yep.
Being kind of, like, generally mean.
Yes.
But not, like, not terribly mean, but he's... You can tell he's the bad... Like, he's just playing it up. And it's fun to watch him do it. Like, you don't get it usually from him. But it's fun to watch him be the bad guy.
Oh, yeah. Well... Anything else you really kind of want to say about this movie, or do you want to?
This movie had like we've said, this movie has all these stars that we've watched.
Yeah.
You will obviously see them do better fights in different movies, but that's because time, budget, everything like that. But as we've said before, thousands of times, I encourage you to go out and watch this. This is a fun one. You'll find it on Tubi.
Yeah.
And
it's a good Sunday afternoon movie.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a nice little, do I want to just not care what I'm watching?
Yeah.
Throw it on. Wait for the fight scenes.
Yeah. All right, guys. This concludes our this week's edition of our Odyssey of Violence. Jesse, where can Videoland find you?
You can find me on all the socials, or most of the socials, at J.R. Wooey. That's two O's.
Okay. One,
just in case. I've never told you guys that, but I am.
You can find me on X, formerly known as Twitter, and Instagram, at LairdGeek, LairdGeek. Guys, thank you for tuning in with us. Take care.